America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Find yourself in a situation like this, and they're saying, come to Texas with a lawyer. Go to Texas with a lawyer.
No, I wouldn't go to Texas with a lawyer either. I mean,
call your lawyer.
I think if the Border Patrol or a U.S. Marshal needs to talk to you, they're going to do it in person.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, though.
Courtney's whole plan was debunked in 5 seconds. No.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, Queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Who was the late girl we had on?
Eliza.
Douche.
It's pronounced douche. All right.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
We flipped the clocks back an hour.
That was so close.
I really caught it.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Shime, did you watch Flashdance over the weekend or something? Like, what?
No, I just think of Drake May, and all I could think of was Maniac floor.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken a bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Morning.
What up? What up? It is Election Day, or as they are calling it in your honor, Courtney, in the Twitch chat, Election Day.
That's pretty good.
In your honor. So an hour until polls open, and they will stay open until every single angry American has voted, Curtis, at about 8 o'clock this evening, I believe.
As of Saturday, I have not watched or heard a single report on the election, and it has felt so good, because I'm such a masochist for many reasons, but I don't watch pregame show. I listen to Shime's Sunday, NFL Sunday and EI. Other than that,
appreciate you.
I don't watch pregame shows because it's just filler.
All right.
So I have used that now, and it's much better. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight, maybe a week from now, who the hell knows? We'll find out. But listen to this lovely show today. You're not missing anything.
True. We have a lot to get to. Mm-hmm. And I would say that certainly here in Massachusetts, you got a couple interesting questions that you can weigh in on when you go and vote today. And we will probably at some point this morning get to a discussion back and forth on a couple of those. So,
all right. But some new ones, new questions, huh?
Well,
the same ones.
The same ones. Okay.
Question one has me a bit hung up, though.
And we're off.
Also, we're back to question four and five.
You can, honestly, for you, maybe the best way to do this for when it comes to being the parlay playboy is you can consider the questions in the election to be a seven-leg parlay today. All right, so that's
I told you, man. Whatever the restaurant workers want, that's on them.
I think we got
and the mushroom people.
Listen, we covered shrooms.
Yes,
and whether or not they should be legalized, and then
we're on to meth.
I think at some point this morning we should go back and forth on question five because that is a contentious one. I'm not sure why. In fact, I might get to it in my lead or whatever. But at some point we should get to that. But we have a lot to get to on a Tie Tuesday when it comes to sports on this show. Ty Law will join us at 9. Speaking of parlays, did you get smoked on another parlay last night?
I didn't even make it out of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But I got to say, Curtis, totally wrong on Patrick Mahomes. Mm.
What do you mean, Curtis?
Curtis and I were talking, and I said, here's my parlay. What do you think? And this did not make or break my parlay, but Curtis said, I wouldn't take Mahomes over yards. I wouldn't take Mahomes over 1.5 touchdowns.
Well, now you're putting it on him.
Three touchdowns, 291 yards. He smoked the overs.
Well, Curtis is generally considered to be a sharp, so I don't know why you would not listen to anything Curtis says.
He's a college football guy.
Yeah. I should, just like with our fine folks at BC, I should just keep the gambling to schools. So I'm not going to.
There you go.
No, I didn't hit on really anything.
I didn't lose a dime last night. Didn't
keep
bet anything.
Swinging, Courtney.
I will.
You'll hit the baseball sooner or later.
Yep.
Keep swinging.
Well, Chiefs remain undefeated.
That
and,
they do.
Get an overtime win last night. And so it looks like they are at least headed back to the AFC championship game. So.
Greg, you know I'm a conspiracy theory guy.
Yeah.
You remember those ad campaigns they had mocking those that said the NFL was scripted? I even think Tom Brady did a spot, like a spoof, as part of it.
Yes.
If you were ever going to script something, how is this? Patrick Mahomes pursuing a perfect season and three consecutive Super Bowl titles in the lone Super Bowl Tom Brady broadcast, having never done either of those things in his unbelievable career.
Yeah.
Well, that's deep dive.
That would be a good one.
That's a conspiracy I could dive into.
If they were able to plan that out.
Yeah. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins looks really good.
Oh, he does.
I mean, the Chiefs are just quietly the best team in football.
Another coach that should have gone for two at the end of regulation and didn't, and instead gave the ball to Patrick Mahomes and never got it back. Idiot. Yeah.
That's a bad decision.
So dumb.
Bill talked about DeAndre Hopkins, too, boy. Whew.
Bill did?
Yeah, during the dreaded Manning cast that I put myself through every Monday night for the first half just to see Bill. But he talked about how talented, great hands DeAndre Hopkins was and that kind of thing. So, it's interesting to see Bill. And they asked him about, I don't think they asked him about, I didn't see any of the coaching stuff, but I did see that earlier.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about Pat McAfee?
Yeah. I didn't see any.
He didn't really talk about that on Pat McAfee. He asked about it.
I was told that Bill doesn't control the questioning. It seems that he's already made that a stipulation early on.
Well, that's why he sent it off to D-Butt.
Right. I was told I was crazy that he would tell Pat McAfee what to ask. Whoop, appears he does.
It did seem like he did. But it did seem like he did in that particular case. Yes.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get to today. I noticed that there are some that are demanding that Election Day be an official holiday from work.
A lot of people have the day off.
Do you feel like
people
that?
Just want time off from work?
I mean, do you feel like it ought to be an official holiday so more people would go?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
But if you gave America the day off on Election Day, Would they go and vote, or would they go and play 18?
Well, yeah, what about all the people that already voted early? So what, do they just get the day off for free?
Yep.
Like, right. They're just doing nothing?
That's pretty
when
much it.
When I was in a more corporate job, they just said, like, if you need a few hours to go to the polling station, then you can go. All so right. I think most companies are very flexible with their employees today.
Yeah, I don't think we need to have an... I do believe we should have a national holiday after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm on board on that one.
I'll ride with you on that one. I like that one.
I don't know that Election Day ought to be a national
holiday. Well, how would it be if you can vote early? Like, there is literally a thing that you can do, so if you'd have to miss work to vote, you can vote before Tuesday of Election Day.
Well, there are people who get Christmas off who are not celebrating Christmas.
True.
So, it could be like that, Curtis, I guess. Okay. I don't know. I don't think it's worthy of a national holiday.
It seems like it is, though.
Any day off is a good day.
There was nobody out this
morning? Nobody out this morning.
I had the exact opposite. Maybe it was just the people that were out around me this morning were driving somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 9 miles per hour this morning for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Those people, honest to God, it goes Bin Laden, then them.
It's like, pick it up a little bit. All right. I mentioned Ty Law. It's a Ty Tuesday. He will join us at 9. But a lot to get to before that, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes at 6:25. And then they set it at 7. And we will certainly talk about what David Pastrnak said about being sat for the third period by Jim Montgomery on Sunday night, among other things, during they set it. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45 on this morning show. And it seems like the new trend in baby names is giving our news person the ick.
Oh.
So we will get to that and the rest of the news at 7:45. This is Dave from Nashua. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning. I just went to the polls, and the line is very long, so I'm going to have to wait until after work. My company actually gives you an opportunity to go vote, and you just put that on your timesheet, and they don't deduct any PTO out of it. One other thing.
Yeah.
Quick thing. I know you guys do all that. It's a bit about the Eric Shun.
Yes.
But the guy on Fox News is named Eric Shun.
I know there is.
Oh, there is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Somebody sent that after we had the initial report.
Not the same guy.
Easy mistake, though.
Yeah.
That is an easy mistake.
Throw coach in front of it. Yeah. It gets even easier.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Eric Shun.
Well, that's why Courtney believed it, because I said coach in front. Yeah. It was coach.
And it
Eric
looked like
Shun.
A legit photo. It looked legit.
He worked for ESPN.
Right. Blue check mark.
Told you.
I sent it in the group message. Nobody told me it was fake.
It was an aqua check mark, but she didn't check closely, Curtis. So, yes.
I'm colorblind.
I told you, them scammers are getting good.
You did tell us that yesterday.
Is that a top five moment? I think it is. Just because the slow burn of figuring it out and then saying the word.
Yeah. This is, from Rhode Island, where this show is broadcast. This is Gene. Hello, Gene.
Hi, Greg. Just calling in to say if they're going to make Election Day a national holiday, then why not Groundhog Day?
Well, that could be a good one. Everybody could sit at home. But isn't the groundhog done with his duties by like 7:30 a.m. or something? I mean, why not? Christmas presents.
I'm all for more national holidays.
Christmas presents are open by 8. Yes, I know you're for now.
I don't see why people would have a problem with it.
Right, me neither.
I'm all for it. I'm like
the more holidays, the better. Really,
I'm like the millennials.
We have one next week.
More national holidays.
Have you heard the latest when it comes to those who are demanding time off from work in this country? I was going to do this as a lead last week, but I never got to it. The new one is sick time for dog owners. So if you're the new demand by your generation, Shyam and Courtney, is that you are given X amount of sick days so you can stay at home and yeah. take care of your sick doggy.
Well, you remember, if, nowadays dogs are like kids.
If your dog has the bubble guts, yeah. then you can stay at home and take care of your dog. And you would get X amount of days off in the workplace for that.
Well, I mean, there is a time and place for that,
that's
right?
Dumb.
Like, if your dog is really, really sick and you have to take them to the hospital or something like that, then that should be covered.
Yeah, you just take your own flex time.
Right.
It should be all in one bank. It's just like...
Ours is.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of businesses are where it's just all your time off is in one bank, and whatever the reason is, you take the time off from that bank, and there you go.
I mean, but dogs are more redeeming than any human on the planet. So,
true.
I mean,
see, there are people who believe
Curtis,
that.
You would be in favor of that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of an official sick day or two just so you can take care of your dog.
How many people would you say use their sick days when they're so ill they can't work?
I mean, probably... You're saying they're used more for
other stuff.
I just asked a simple, how many days do you think Americans, if you had to do a percentage.
Oh, how many do they take a year?
No, no, no. Like, so what percentage
less than 20%
are actually people so sick they can't go to work?
I'd say less than 20%.
Yeah, around 30%.
Okay, so 70% of the time they could go to work, they're just jaking it.
Yes.
So your dog's in the hospital? Of course you have a right to do that.
And think about Curtis when he had to deal, or not deal because it was a pleasure, but had Pudge, and
right.
Pudge was so well-behaved. Imagine if Pudge wasn't that well-behaved. Your life would have, it would have been a massive headache for you to bring him in here when
oh,
he was
God.
Sick.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I am lucky to have this job. If I had an actual real job, I couldn't do that. But to say that people who have a pet that is seriously in need of medical attention... How could you be outraged about people that put a dog on a fence in the middle of a storm and then say, keep the sick dog at home and go to work?
Yeah,
good point.
That's true. All right. Well, it is election day,
mm-hmm.
and we will get to that and the rest of what is going on all around us all morning long with you right now. To start us off, here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. We need to get rid of this chair in this studio because it breaks on me every single day.
They got some nice X chairs.
Okay.
Yeah, all these chairs are like ripping too. Like,
it's not even this one. The armrests break. Mm-hmm. They like go down when you try to adjust.
I sent Ken a thing about the X chairs. Well, you would love those.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't heard. I sent it like a couple years ago. So we don't have it in the budget because of the chairs at Fenway Park. So.
Oh.
They got, like, little massages chairs, and everything.
If I remember correctly, the chairs at Fenway, when it comes to our broadcast studio, are no better.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
The Red Sox
win! As I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
National treasure.
Yeah. The shocking part of that is Tim Neffert would have never actually said anything about it. He's that robotic.
Well, I mean, I think we could probably at some point cough up for some new chairs if that's what everybody wants.
Greg, I've been on this mission for a while, and Ken shot it down, and I was thinking about maybe I buy my own X chair.
Oh,
but they are a little pricey, but they benefit for work.
Now, let me ask you, would you bring that in every single day, every morning?
No, I would probably leave it here.
How would you prevent others from using your chair?
That would be, I mean, others could use it, but okay. I'm more concerned that it might get taken from out of here because
uh-huh.
the X chair comes with lumbar support.
Uh-huh.
It comes with, you know, massaging, secure handles, like you said, armrest handles. So.
Yeah, we should just get like a collection of Herman Millers for everybody.
No,
it's a tax write-off.
Google the X chair. I'm a little expensive, but I've been pushing this narrative.
I'm a big
for
fan of a good gaming chair.
All right. Well, the Celtics take down the Hawks 123-93. Jason Tatum led the way with 28 points. It was Nemus Kata's first game in the starting lineup. He had 10 points, 7 rebounds. Here's what Mazzulla had to say about him.
He's just grown a lot as a player, and quite honestly, he doesn't know how good he can be. He's got a great ceiling, and so the standard's very high. And I thought he did some great things for us tonight. But when you're as good as he could be, you know, he's just got to, we all got to hold him to that standard every single night. And so it's a credit to him for just allowing us to coach him. It's a credit to the guys for supporting him. But you see what he's capable of when he's at his best. And he could be a real asset for us towards the season. So he worked really hard. He cares. He wants to be coached. And it was a tremendous, I'm grateful he allows me to coach him. But he's starting to realize how good he really can be. And he's working at it.
That's good job by him. Add another guy that can get you some length.
Yep.
You know, get you that little lob pass going. I mean, they've kind of missed that since Porzingis and obviously Rob Williams. But maybe he could do it, this kid.
And Jaylen Brown was out of this game with a left hip strain, but he was putting up shots before during pregame, so it looks like he will be back pretty
soon. Luckily, Tatum had a quarter in the a 25 piece in the first half.
The Chiefs beat the Bucks in overtime in Monday Night Football, 30-24. Patrick Mahomes completed 34 of 44 passes for 291 yards and three touchdowns in the win. The NFL trade deadline is today at 4 p.m. The Bruins are in action tonight, taking on the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Puck drop at 7, and they signed a 12-year vet forward in Tyler Johnson to a $775,000 contract for the year. Some Red Sox news. They issued a qualifying offer to Nick Pivetta. Pivetta and his reps at CAA now have until November 19th to decide whether to accept. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. By the way, Greg, perfect day for John Henry to raise ticket prices. Massive news dump afternoon. It is currently 49 degrees in Boston, afternoon high, 72.
Oh.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ty Tuesday. Ty Law joining us at 8, and we will talk Patriots and the NFL and other things with Ty Law later. Tomorrow, it's a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will join us at 9 tomorrow. And then Friday, we are taking the show on the road, a Flex Friday in advance of Veterans Day, which is Monday. And we will be at the American Heritage Museum with a whole bunch of veterans who are not only joining us with you on Friday morning, but will join us for our lunch with a hero afterwards at the 110 Grill. And I cannot wait to see all of you on Friday. Hopefully you can make it out at some point and say hello and thank you to all the veterans who will be there. The American Heritage Museum is one of the coolest places I've ever been to. It is 66,000 square feet of military artifacts and exhibits, all the way back to World War I. There's World War II stuff there. You have tanks and planes and armored vehicles and exhibits from the Korean War and Vietnam and Desert Storm and all of it. So
now, did they make you wear that helmet in the photo that's being shown on Twitch?
I chose to wear that helmet.
Be honest.
One size fits all? Yeah. Or?
It was a little tight.
How long, in terms of hours, did it take to get that off?
I got to tell you something. It required a crowbar, if I remember correctly. But
that poor helmet.
You don't have a helmet for bigger head dudes?
I have a big head.
Yeah, I do too. So
it's more brain matter. But listen, and we're celebrating this centennial birthday of Joe Landry, who fought for this country in World War II. So Joe will be with us, I think, at about 7:30 on Friday morning, and we'll have a big birthday cake for Joe, and I hope that you will all come out and shake his hand and thank him for his service to this country 80-plus years ago, 90, whatever, whatever, I guess 80, 84 years ago, yeah. 85, 87, whatever. So cannot wait to see you on Friday morning for a Flex Friday in advance of Veterans Day at the American Heritage Museum. And Scheim, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Scheim, great choice this morning. That is Green Day. And I'm assuming that's for Wiggy, who wants more national holidays.
Nailed it.
Is that it?
Okay. Long distance dedication to my guy Jermaine.
All right. I'll take more national holidays.
All right. Well,
more days off.
Some are arguing that every year today, which is Election Day, ought to be a national holiday. Scheim, good morning. Your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning. So I know I already pissed off somebody on the text line for playing Chad Kroeger in the first rejoin of the day. So I'm going to piss some more people off with a non-sports related lead here for you.
Okay.
This is a video game related lead, Greg.
Yes.
Because, as you know, big gamer here. It was Elon Musk on the Joe Rogan podcast talked about actually the impressive benefits of video game playing and how it is important for even the highest in our society, the surgeons, the people in charge of keeping us alive at times. It is better that they play video games. They actually perform better. Here was Rogan and Elon Musk.
I was reading this study about surgeons where they found that surgeons who regularly play video games make less errors.
I mean, video games require manual dexterity, so it makes sense.
Completely makes sense.
I mean, actually, if somebody was, like, epic at video games, I'd say, like, their surgical skills can be very good, because in order to be good at video games, any kind of fast reaction video games...
Look at this. 32% fewer errors, 24% faster, and scored 26% better overall than their non-player colleagues.
Oh, I believe that for sure.
Incredible. Well, then that you should be required in medical school to play video games. Don't you think?
If somebody's like a top ranked video game player and they say they're a surgeon, I'd be like plus one, plus two type of thing.
Oh, top rank for sure. Well, but this isn't even top rank. This is just people who play.
Well, your manual dexterity has to be extremely high.
Yes.
So you're looking at things on a screen. You're reacting, and you know, sometimes you've got like 10 milliseconds to react. So if somebody's got incredible reaction times and manual dexterity, they're obviously going to be a good surgeon.
So that is so sweet.
Yeah, so Greg, you may accost us for playing video games, but we're actually talented human beings, and we're able to multitask and do things in very fast reaction time.
Okay.
And so not all video games are bad.
No, there you go. No, I mean, I've noticed that when it comes to you and what is required physically to produce this radio show. You are quick on the button, and it's probably because you spent a lot of time playing Call of Duty, I would say.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Black Ops 6 lately.
What was your grade on it? I asked you that last week, but you hadn't played it.
Yeah, A-. The maps could use some work, but overall, I think the gunplay, the movement is amazing.
Oh,
it's so good.
I love gunplay.
Yeah. What is your issue with the map?
So I don't think the maps are well designed. I'm, you know, classic Call of Duty. There's the three lane idea, A, B, and C lane, and that's kind of how you normally play. These maps seem very chaotic. They don't seem like they have a rhyme or reason. There's a lot of nooks and crannies for just the sake of having nooks and crannies, like an English muffin. And so I don't love a lot of the maps. There's a couple of them that I do like, but there's a handful of them that are.
Are they new maps or are they the ones from the last Call of Duty?
No, so they're all new maps. Okay. Outside of, they brought back Nuketown, which is a map they've had now for more than a decade, which is like the smallest map, but it's also a ton of fun. So.
Nuketown, population you, bro.
Yeah, damn right. Been frying on Nuketown lately, Curtis.
All right, Scheim. Interesting. Very interesting lead from you this morning. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Better hope Trump doesn't win. We'll all be living in Nuketown. I can. Okay, so yesterday we had Gerard Mayo on the program, and we had this brief exchange regarding the stupidly ambiguous discussion on whether or not Drake May had a concussion. If you missed it, here's a brief snippet.
The NFL called down. He was put in the concussion protocol. He cleared the concussion protocol and played for us.
So we don't know if he had a concussion or not.
He was in the concussion protocol. That's the question for, I guess, the league.
Yeah.
So the team doesn't know if he has a concussion?
He was in the concussion protocol. I'm not going to keep going back and forth on this.
No, I'm just curious because it was quick. I didn't know that he was going to be in there. So if he didn't indeed have one, it would make more sense.
They put a spotter, an NFL spotter called down. They said, all right, we believe he may have a concussion. They placed him in the concussion protocol. He cleared those hurdles and was able to play. Like, those guys are way smarter than me as far as concussions are concerned, so I don't know.
So here was the fallout from that. There was an attorney who works with the NFLPA on matters who was letting me know about why and where they get these terms and why they discuss it that way.
It sounds like a very intelligent man. Does he listen to this radio show?
Huge fan of this radio show.
Right.
Yep. Harvard Law School, back before it got woke.
Okay.
And he told me that they make it into a geography lesson, not a medical conversation. They talk about the color of the tent and the spotter and where the call comes from. It's come from the league, and the league is so worried about the health and safety of its players. When in reality, the reason he didn't say Drake May didn't have a concussion, if he did not in fact have one, is because then that implies that every time they don't tell you it wasn't one, it was. And they don't want to have the blood on their hands should something go awry. So they say he was through a protocol without ever saying if he indeed was concussed and came out of it okay, or if he wasn't concussed and the protocol showed nothing. They also state that the reason they have this sort of ambiguous nature of the way that's diagnosed is because the players themselves thought in the latest CBA to say, if I want to play, damn it, I'm going to play.
Right.
So the issue with the lawsuit and what Wiggy was suing with the league was a lack of understanding regarding the players having the new knowledge before going on the field, what was at stake should they have several concussions. There wasn't the understanding of CTE and other issues regarding brain trauma in the NFL. So the new CBA has the player's ability to say, I want to play. That's clearing protocol in most cases. And then they're on the field, and the league is absolved of any culpability should something happen to the player's brain going forward. So the reality is they don't give a damn, obviously. And the reason they don't say there's an existence of a concussion or not is because then that would make it clear in past cases what happened.
They share the minute details on every other injury that one might encounter when playing what is designed to be a very violent game. And so...
Well, because other injuries, we know exactly. The concussion world, it's so confusing because, and this is the other part that I asked him about during the Jets game, is that's when he suffered the concussion, right? The Drake May is the Jets game, the game that they won. He said Drake wanted to go back out there.
Correct.
But he couldn't.
At halftime, right.
So
he must have failed some type of test.
Right. So
which would lead you to believe that he had a concussion.
No, you don't know that.
But I said it would lead you to believe.
No, right. You don't. But that's what I think. I think what Wiggy said, or maybe what Curtis is saying, is you don't know that. You don't know. He was put in protocol, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
And who knows what tests they do or don't do. Maybe they just made a determination that, hey, he doesn't get, we put him in protocol, so he's not going back in.
But well, what was interesting, to that point, it was interesting because Gerard said before he even got to the locker room that Drake would not be back out. So there couldn't have been any testing during halftime because Gerard already made that conclusion before going into the locker room.
Right.
But we know there's testing when a player gets or looks like he's been concussed during a game. We know that they take him somewhere, they take him back, and they go through whatever the testing is to determine whether or not the player can enter the game or return to the game. That's why I said it would be so beneficial if we had a guy like Ninkovich or McCourty that played in the, okay, he might have a concussion. What's the in-game protocol? Because Gerard made it seem like he wasn't able to go back.
Because it depends on if you believe Gerard or not, because Gerard said if he is good to go, then he would be out there. So if you believe that, then obviously Drake was not good to go in that game to go back out there after halftime.
Right, but who said he wasn't good to go?
Exactly. I don't know.
Because if he's healthy, Gerard's not going to say, all right, keep Jacoby Brissett in there. Why would he do that?
Yeah, I just agree with Curtis. I think what you're saying, Curtis, is it's a bit of a farce. Like, let's stop pretending that we're doing something about it. If it's an actual concussion, then deal with it however the player and their doctors want to deal with it. And if it's not a concussion, then let the player go back and play.
The NFL would have you believe their number one concern whenever there's a hit to the head is the safety and wellness of the player. Yet those same people will never publicly say if there's a concussion, which is kind of the definition of ignoring the problem if you want to accept that it's there.
Yeah.
And so, listen, I love football. I'm as guilty as anybody else. I love watching the collisions and all that stuff. But the NFL is so full of crap when it comes to this.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Gerard Mayo was on this show yesterday, and if you missed it or you missed some of it, you can always go back on the Odyssey app. Just hit rewind, and you can listen to anything that you may have missed on this radio show. We will get to the rest of the leads this morning next. A lead from Courtney, a lead from Wiggy, and a lead from yours truly coming up next. It is a Tie Tuesday, Tie Law coming up at 9. Before we get to the rest of the leads, Roadshow regular Neil from The Haunt has called the program this morning. Hello, Neil.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Neil?
Looking forward to Friday, being a veteran, and I hope to say hi to Joe. But I was doing a little searching for for snow, because I do a little bike ride before.
Yeah.
And I looked up famous people in Stowe.
Yeah.
So I scrolled down to H, and no hills. So I kept going, and all of a sudden I get to R, and who's there but Jerry Reiner,
what?
Meteorologist, weather smoke.
Wait a second. Curtis is arch enemy. Jeremy Reiner is listed in Wikipedia as a famous person from Stowe, and I am not.
Wow.
That is an outrage.
To change that.
I mean, maybe it's because I left. I left there and never went back, but I'm somewhat outraged.
I mean, we know you're famous based off of what the reporter said about Karen Reed.
That's correct, yes.
Hanging around with famous celebrities.
Right. Yep. Well, she said influencers. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and,
well,
Greg, maybe. Is it really surprising that a guy that changes his snowfall total predictions after the storm to make him look right would also be editing the Stowe Wikipedia page?
Right. Dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
Yeah, you're right, Curtis. He probably went in there and did that himself, Reiner.
What an absolute
I got a problem with
loser.
That.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
All right. We are
big
in
business.
We're half in Stowe and half in Hudson for this show live Friday morning at the American Heritage Museum with a whole bunch of those who have served this country like Neil. But leads remain this morning. Courtney, hello, and good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. There's going to be a lot of negativity today in the world, so I want to give a very positive lead of what's going on in the communities here in Boston. Jaylen Brown and Drew and Lauren Holiday have all three each donated $100,000 to 10 businesses, small businesses here in Boston over the next 3 years. So that's totaling $3 million that they are injecting into small businesses here in Massachusetts.
All right.
They want to make sure that businesses where the owners are of color are financially stable and able to grow. I've said this before, I'll say it again. The Boston Celtics team is a group of guys that don't just talk the talk, but they walk the walk. And Jaylen Brown over and over again has made sure that he is not just going to be remembered here in Boston as a great basketball player, but also a great human and somebody that's made sure that Boston has grown exponentially with him here. So Drew and his wife, Lauren Holiday, and Jaylen Brown, unbelievable effort to make sure small businesses continue to grow. It's one thing to promote them, but to actually take your money and to inject them into these small businesses, credit to them. We are very lucky that we have guys here playing for our sports franchises that actually want to make our community better.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Courtney.
Good job by JB and Drew.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I had two potential leads, but I didn't know if one of them we were going to talk about was the Kelsey, and then the other one was the Celtics lead.
Okay, I don't know what the Kelsey is.
I felt like.
Oh, well, at least.
that they neutered him.
I say Kelsey.
You say Kelsey?
Yeah.
All right, so we all know Jason Kelsey and the situation that he had at Penn State, rightfully so. Somebody got in his face, and he reacted in the way that I think most people were reacted. But the fact that he had to go on ESPN before the Monday night game and basically with his tail tucked between his legs, cowering, damn near ready to shed a tear to apologize and saying, I don't want to meet hate with hate. I feel bad what I did. Like, no, just like be honest and say, you know what? I was approached in a way that I felt like they disrespected somebody in my family, and this is the way that I reacted. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change anything for it. I would react the same way. But the fact that he had to go out there and damn near come to tears or make himself look like he was coming to tears to basically say how wrong he was. Mm-hmm. That's what's wrong with this country mm-hmm. that we live in. When something happens and people look at it and go, okay, he reacted in a way that I think most people reacted in. Why do we always have to react in a way that's high and mighty?
Yeah, if you missed, and good lead, Wiggy. If you missed what happened, he was doing a game and a Penn State fan came up to him and said, you know, insulted his brother and used a slur.
Used a homophobic slur.
Homophobic slur when insulting his brother. And he grabbed the phone, smashed the kid's phone, and responded back at him with the same slur. And so, Courtney's lead yesterday was that there are people who at this point in this country are willing to say anything to anybody because they are hiding behind the protective veil of anonymity on social media. And therefore, it is time for people to stand up for themselves and if somebody says something that is impolite, to respond in an impolite manner.
And I'm sure that he wishes he didn't use the homophobic slur back to the kid. Mm-hmm. But in the heat of the moment, he was like, all right, you want to call me this? Then here you go. Also, the kid didn't even know, have the right Kelsey's name after he's like looking at other cameras being like, that Travis Kelsey, I hope you got that on camera. That was Travis Kelsey. It's like, no, that was Jason A. And B, I'm sure that kid's not going to go run his mouth again.
Now, the opposing viewpoint would be displayed on the text machine right now,
uh-huh.
which says Wiggy is basically doubling down on assaulting people.
Oh, F off.
Yeah. I'll say it. If you meet me with negativity and you meet me in a way where you're being verbally hostile to me, then guess what? I'm going to meet you back with that same type of hostility. My grandmother used to say all the time, treat people how you want to be treated.
There is a concerned American on the phone. Hello, concerned American. All right.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
First of all, good morning.
Yes.
Has our country come to a point where we don't have a constitutional right to say what we want? First Amendment?
That doesn't...
Listen. I'm not going to even argue this. Mm-hmm. You guys promoted violence on your show yesterday, saying it was okay for Mr. Kelsey to grab someone because he didn't like their First Amendment protected activity to express themselves. If this is where our country has gone... Well,
what's your name?
Laughing, Curtis.
What's your
Curtis,
name? Why are you calling
you Brian.
Your name's Brian. And, well, it says a concerned American. It doesn't say your name here. Secondly, you do realize...
Because I didn't give it.
You exactly. So you're demanding accountability without giving your name. So you're saying...
No, I gave my name, sir.
Okay, Brian, you're saying the First Amendment is under attack when Wiggy is saying that Jason Kelsey has the absolute right to defend himself verbally after being accosted by an ass. That's what we're talking
Absolutely.
About. So in what way is the First Amendment under fire? They both used it.
Okay, you just told me that he expressed himself. He can say what he wants as long as he makes no threats. That does not give Mr. Kelsey the right to grab him.
He didn't grab him. Never touched him.
He did. He grabbed his phone.
The guy came up and shoved him.
Well, that's what you reported yesterday, Courtney.
Yeah.
You said he grabbed his phone yesterday.
Brian, just because you're yelling doesn't mean you're right. Let somebody else speak for 3 seconds.
I didn't say I was yelling. But I am yelling.
Yeah, so relax for 3 seconds. Just relax.
Okay, I'll relax.
This is the problem with America is nobody can have a conversation anymore. The issue here is that...
The problem is we get our rights violated by a daily basis, and you guys think it's okay.
Oh, my
God. Whose rights were violated?
Who, like, what are we talking
did he
about?
Not you're... physically? Did he not physically touch the kid?
No, he didn't. That's
he
the
took
point.
His phone.
He
that
the
was it.
Well, yesterday. Okay, so you made a mistake yesterday, then, Courtney, by saying he reached out and touched his phone. Am I correct?
I said he took his phone. He did.
Yeah, but Courtney, yeah. What,
okay,
I
get, that, if
Ricky,
he took
just
his
let
phone,
the, no,
that's
Brian,
assault.
Yeah. Brian, I want to be absolutely clear with you. I did not report that he touched him yesterday. I said he took his phone and threw it on the ground. That is exactly what he did.
Okay,
let me finish. Let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
The kid then shoved Kelsey. So if you want to talk about putting hands on somebody, the kid put his hands on Kelsey. You're not letting me...
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, go ahead. I'll let you finish because I'm going to make you look stupid on the radio.
Please, let me make me look stupid, please. I'm so excited.
You majored in it.
Go ahead.
All right. He grabbed his phone, right?
Yep.
And threw it on the ground.
Yep.
His phone is an extension of his body. That's assault. Now, that kid has a right to defend himself under the Fourth Amendment. You can laugh all you want, Curtis. Look the law up before you laugh, you moron.
There is a moron in this conversation. Here he goes. Speaking of amendments.
We have to dump out of you. You cannot use the S word.
Right.
When talking about anybody on this program.
But that's
not allow that.
That's what I said yesterday, because Brian is technically right. Once you take somebody's phone out of their hand and you smash it, that is, in the world of some people, that's assault. That's how they're going to look at it. That's why I said yesterday, I was surprised, Courtney, that you were on the Jason Kelsey side, because that doesn't give, I thought you were going to say, it doesn't give him the right to snatch his phone and smash
it. No, I'm at the point now, people just think that they can say whatever they want, they can do whatever they want. Jason Kelsey was not going to harm the person, took the phone that he was recording Jason with and threw it on the ground.
But that is considered assault.
Okay. That's assault, brother.
I stand different than what the caller Brian said.
I know you do.
I said...
All right, wait, we got to take a break.
I don't have an issue with assault.
Can we get to the 25th Amendment when Trump gets back?
Courtney, I'm going to make you look stupid on the radio.
We do have to take a break.
Right. I do that for myself,
but
Brian.
I'm interested in this topic.
It's a very good topic.
But what I am most interested in is the point that we have reached in this country to be as an important... part of your life as a child. It's as if Jason Kelsey snatched a child from the arms of a new father.
Yeah.
And that is an extension of the human is the phone. That's all right. I will get to my lead coming up, and then Scheim, executive order. Let's do They Said It at 7:20 on this morning show, just 20 minutes away. And we will certainly talk about what David Pasternak said yesterday about being sat by Jim Montgomery for the third period on Sunday night, among other things, coming up on the Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.